Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Stephen Jumick is hospital medicine. He's a specialist in hospital medicine at Northwestern Medicine in Palos. Doctor, are we honestly calling something winter vomiting disease, or is this new?
Well, so it's not entirely new. I guess the phrasing of it, winter vomiting disease, might be a bit more modern than previously. But norovirus has been around for very, very long time. We typically think of, you hear news stories about people getting sick on like cruise ships.
Yeah.
With vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea. That's the typical context that we see it in, but it's really, people can get it anytime they're in a location where there's a lot of other people and, you know, not really great hygiene practices being implemented.
Yeah, I was leaving the theater on Saturday night, and you know how everybody's crowding to get out. They've got to get out. And I thought, no, I'm going to stay in my seat because I don't want to be shoulder to shoulder with someone who's hacking. So for those people that are just coughing and hacking, and they're like, I've had this thing for a few weeks and I'm not shaking it, would that most likely be a cold, flu, or COVID?
Yeah, and it's really hard to tell the difference between those three different things. Because they can all cause sore throats, coughing, runny nose. I would say the biggest difference that we see is with the common cold, it's pretty much those types of symptoms. They're fairly mild. But with the flu and COVID, you typically have that plus lower lung infections, so people can get really short of breath or they can get pneumonia. So typically people look and feel a lot more sick when they have either COVID or the flu compared to the common cold viruses.
Right. So for the flu, is that when somebody says, oh, my God, I feel like I've been hit by a truck?
Yeah, I would say COVID and influenza, flu, is typically when people feel that ill, even to the point where they feel like they can't even get out of bed,
right.
Or their muscles are so sore, or they're having really high fevers, or they're not eating or drinking. So typically, yeah, I would say if it feels like you got hit by a bus, you probably have one of the more severe infections, one of the more flu or COVID infections, because you can get more severe symptoms.
And are you seeing numbers tick up in any three of those things, the cold, flu, or COVID?
So we're seeing, I would say, more influenza, more flu and cold. Thankfully, we haven't seen a lot of COVID, but I would say, yeah, the influenza and the common cold viruses. Usually, you know, people don't get ill enough from one of the common cold viruses to need to be admitted, but the people I'm seeing typically have a lot of other medical conditions that put them at higher risk for getting severe symptoms.
Yeah, and would that be autoimmune diseases or age? What would lead you to a hospitalization?
Yeah, so just based upon risk factors, usually people over the age of 65, and it could be any other medical condition, whether they have COPD, asthma, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, pretty much any other medical condition, if you get the common cold, you're more likely to get more severe symptoms than if you hadn't.
Yeah, one of our colleagues, and she and her husband are both our colleagues, and she has shared this publicly, so I'm not disclosing anything that people don't already know, but they got the flu. He has asthma. He spent 8 days at Northwestern because it turned into pneumonia. At what point should we realize that this is not our normal flu and we need to seek medical attention?
Yeah, and that's a great question because some people, at least in my experience, they kind of let symptoms linger for a lot longer than they should have. So they can get really bad side effects from having this infection by not treating it sooner rather than later. So the things they should be on the lookout for is if they are feeling really short of breath compared to normal. If they are not able to eat and drink as much as they normally would, I'll say those are the two main things. Because if you're not breathing well, there's a high chance you have a pneumonia or a lower lung infection, and you need really urgent treatment for that. Which we can give antiviral medications to help treat it if it's influenza.
So flu seems to be what's going around right now, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the season. Anytime it gets cold out, people are spending more time indoors. There's less air circulation and holidays, like you mentioned, Thanksgiving, other upcoming winter holidays and New Year's, like This is typically the time where we see spikes in cases. So it's not uncommon, but, you know, just wanting to make people aware going forward, you know, precautions that they can take in order to reduce their chances.
And as a doctor, do you suggest people take COVID tests, or you just monitor the symptoms and get help if you need it?
So if you're feeling like you're having even common cold symptoms, if you're someone who's at risk for getting severe disease, severe symptoms from COVID, I would absolutely recommend it, because getting treatment promptly could help prevent you from ending up in the hospital and getting severely ill.
And other than that, we're back to wash your hands, good ventilation. If you're predisposed or you do have any of those other conditions, avoid crowds, I would imagine, is a good suggestion.
Yeah, if you can avoid crowds, that would be best. But we also want people to be able to celebrate the holidays with their friends, family. And so steps that they can take, you know, even when gathering with others, washing hands, and if you're at a really high risk, wearing a mask potentially.
And how do you stay well? Because you deal with sick patients all day long.
How do I personally? So I will. So I'm only in the hospital. The number one thing I do is I wear a mask when I see all my patients in the hospital, because they're all really significantly ill. I definitely wash my hands every time before I see a patient and after I see a patient. So those are things I do in the hospital, but outside of that, sleep well, eat well, hopefully reduce the amount of stress I have. But there's specific things you can do to help prevent it, the ones like I mentioned, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. We appreciate it.
Okay. Be well. Thanks.
Yeah. Everyone be well. That's Dr. Stephen Jumick, hospital medicine specialist at Northwestern Medicine in Palos Heights.